With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Make up or break up Mondays with Michael Emend and Diamond Jewelers. Thanksgiving is always fun because I forget just like how social Thanksgiving weekend is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you've got people in town. Wednesday night has become well known as Drinksgiving. the Friday after Thanksgiving is always, you know what I mean? It's always fun. You generally find something fun to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, there's like crazy stuff that will happen. So there is a couple, and I'm trying to find their email. So apparently on Friday night, and places you'll have people that have gone out with people that they haven't seen, you know, that they haven't seen in a while. So you got an interesting mix of people and, you know, and folks kind of get a little crazy.
Yeah, I will agree with that.
Right.
There's one specific bar in town that you avoid during on Wednesday night before before Thanksgiving because it is loaded with so many people that are like having a high school reunion that I'm like, not going back there again. I did that one Thanksgiving, not happening again.
can you name this bar?
Oh, yeah. Parkway up on Flamingo in the 215.
Oh, God, yes.
It is like, I went there 1 year with our friends that have born and raised here. I went there and it was like literally a high school reunion for them. And so the whole time I felt bad because they were like, hey, this is my friend Kayla who didn't go here, who you don't know from 10 years ago or whatever. Like, it was just really funny. So no, I just learned that I'll go there on Friday as opposed to Wednesday.
and much love. I'm glad that they are so successful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's the short version. He's mad at her and believes that... And it's not cheating necessarily, but he's mad at her because she sold her underwear to a guy for $200 in the bar.
I shouldn't laugh at that, but just the premise of it alone is great.
I just did. And I didn't know how either one of you would take it. And I'm glad you laughed because I thought it was just the most ridiculous, stupid thing. So apparently he went to the bathroom and I can't find the email and it's making me crazy. And I'm sorry for not being more prepared because I thought I would find it easily enough. And now I think I've just skipped through it. The problem with the Monday after Thanksgiving too, is you've got 8 billion emails to catch up on.
That's true.
And we took all last week off too, which you may or may not have noticed. But really that's the long and the short of it. As I recall, he went to the bathroom. He came back out. She said she had to go to the bathroom then. And she came back out and handed the guy her underwear. And then he left and then she told the story and he wasn't very happy. And I can imagine you got a couple of drinks in you. And so emotions are running high.
Yeah.
And so, make up or break up. Here's what I can say. When it happens to somebody else, it doesn't seem like that big a deal.
I know.
But I think if it happened, you know, like if my wife did that, I'd be like, what the hell is going on here?
Okay, I get that. Don't put me on this jury pool because I am telling you right now, I would die through the entire case. You got to make up with this because it's funny and they made money about it. It's not like she like went home with the guy. Like she just said a little piece of it. Like, there you go.
She handed him her draws. How does that conversation come up too, man? That's gutsy.
Right? And oh my God, by the way, you have to think of the repercussions of all of this as well. Like, is this a bar you frequent? Because if that guy frequents a bar that you frequent that bar, like, you're going to run into him eventually and you're like, hey, remember that guy? That guy bought my underwear one time.
Yeah, which, by the way, who does that look worse on? You know what? Bonus question. Who does that say more about? Her or him?
Definitely him. But, I mean, just by a slight margin.
In my head, you know, I'm trying to think. Oh, and by the way, great. Then now they're going to have to look in. Now they're going to see in my search history that I looked for underwear.
Did you? Oh, no.
Something's going to happen now, and I'm not going to make it through the show, and they're going to go search through my. They're going to search through my history.
Did you look on the work computer? Is that your work computer or is that your personal computer?
No, it's mine.
Oh, what are you doing, Chet? You know never to Google things on the work computer.
I'm not Googling it. I'm not Googling underwear. I don't need to buy underwear. I'm trying to find a stupid email. I guess I could have looked up makeup or breakup because that's how the guy wrote it.
You could have looked it up that way, but underwear is what stuck out in your brain. So
it's underwear. A solid keyword.
It is a solid keyword. Anyway, 702-364-9898. Makeup or breakup? She sold her underwear to a rando for $200 in the bar. He's mad about it. He thinks this means that she's... I don't know what he... Does it mean... Does he think she's going to cheat on him now?
Maybe. If that is true, I... What are you doing? That's funny.
Yeah, that seems like you might be a little bit paranoid to begin with.
Right. It does seem like that, honestly.
And so then with that in mind, do you vote breakup?
No, I totally say makeup because this is the most ridiculous story I've ever heard. She's making money. I'm all for making money, honestly.
Like, I want her to set up like a monthly subscription to this guy and be like, come on, you can get $200 a month from this.
We'll meet in the shady parking lot of this bar every month.
I don't like that idea at all. Not one bit. The monthly subscription. It's a little OnlyFans for me. Like, do you want do you want your significant other on OnlyFans?
I mean, what?
If you're
selling
it.
Underwear?
How much are they making?
I guess.
How much are they making?
Now I'm picturing Buddy on OnlyFans, my fiance. And I'm like, what is Buddy doing on OnlyFans?
I'm not so sure it works the same way for guys, Kayla. Speaking of OnlyFans, now I got to go back and find this email because I'm looking for the other email that I never found. Mm-hmm. Still can't find the other email that I was looking for. I can't find it. But in that, I found this. You were mentioning OnlyFans. I now have two best friends that have not spoken to each other for almost 2 years because one of the dads bought her OnlyFans and sent her money.
Oh, no.
How does this come up? Why? This is the classic case of everybody just stop it. I mean, if you're going to do shady stuff, just be quiet about it. He said, wait, our two best friends have not spoken to each other. It's 2 years. One of their dads bought her OnlyFans and sent her money. He said that she has a kid now and doesn't even do OnlyFans anymore. But her other friend wants nothing to do with her. The friend with the OnlyFans account said if she wanted to, she could have slept with her dad, but she would never do that to her friend.
Oh, my God.
She's a savage.
What are we doing right now? She also said she needed money, and if her dad, who's married, by the way, wants to spend $300 to $500 to watch me do stuff on OnlyFans, it's no big deal.
That's a little uncomfortable for me. The OnlyFans of your daughter's friend, or
yeah, this is way different. This is way different. If it's random guy, there's a level of there's a buffer.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's a barrier between them. This is too. There's not enough. You need 6 degrees of separation. This is direct. You probably when you were younger you had sleepovers. You know, I mean there was. I mean, I don't know how long they've been best friends, and maybe they're recent best friends after they became old enough. But okay. Now, I know you still need the money, but shouldn't you say no? Shouldn't you just say no thank you and not accept the money?
Yeah, I would, honestly. But I would say no thank you, but I don't have an OnlyFans, so I don't know how that world works if you're accepting of all humans.
When I was stripping back in the day, my friend's mom came in. No. It never happened. Trust me. Not from lack of. I got turned down by 6 different places. But if somebody's okay, if you're a stripper and somebody's dad comes in, you don't go over. Do you?
No, you don't. It's just the same uncomfortable.
Thing. But or is it the same? Or do you have the buffer because this is on? You're not in the same room. You're not in the same place. I guess the lap dance is different from the OnlyFans, is different from the original, and then the original thing of the selling of the underwear.
There's a friends and family exemption to every single thing, and this is applied here. There's a friends and family exemption. You just don't do, inappropriate things with friends and family. That's just how it goes. So, and that applies to your dad, your friend's pervy dad. So,
exemption sounds like you're making it okay. Exemption sounds like you're saying, yeah, it's fine for the friends and family. Maybe there should be what's the word? A ban.
A perhaps? Ban. There's a friends and family ban on all things.
Prohibition. Maybe something along those lines.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.